ACIT Couriers. Fast, secure and reliable transport solutions.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
Here comes Sloane, and he has put it through the Sloane dog. Rory! Rory!
Yeah, the great man joins us, and that in the background is that page, a boarding page. He is at an airport up in the northern parts of New South Wales. Sloane, welcome to the Rush Hour. Where exactly are you?
Thank you, Ewan. I've been in Byron Bay for a few days and now just heading back home from Coolangatta Airport. So very nice, relaxing couple of days. Been pouring with rain, but the last few days of surf have been absolutely incredible. I've been like a fish, Jarvis.
Saw a couple of photos on Instagram. There's a few nice sets in some of those photos, mate. So well-deserved break. Did you have to look twice, maybe three or four times on the plane that nobody was tagging you?
Nah. I knew I'd do a lot. I got an early flight out one morning, and down in Byron Bay, you can get away with whatever you want down there, and you do not run into anyone. So I actually did run into old Ruffy, Jared Ruffhead, while we were up there, and it was good to see him. He's doing the same thing, actually, just getting away and enjoying a nice, deserved bit of time off.
Sloane Dog, when you retire in a few years' time, will you move up to Byron Bay and live with your family?
I've thought about it. I've got no family up here, but I have thought seriously long and hard about it. No. I couldn't leave little old Adelaide. How good is little old Adelaide?
Oh, no.
Good signs locally. Sandful, Mitch McGovern, class above on the weekend, kicking four goals. And the Seed got through a game of footy as well, which is great. Paul Seedsman.
Yeah, both guys looked really good. The whole footy club was there watching everyone, and it was a cracking win by the boys in the end. And Cole Cheney down back looked really solid too. And a lot of guys have been playing some solid footy. I mean, Scotty Thompson just keeps burying himself in, and he's ready to go, I think, as well. So we've got a lot of guys that are pushing for selection, and that's when we're at our best, I think, when you've got these guys putting pressure on.
Sloane, what did you learn out of the St Kilda game? Because they didn't give you too much resistance.
It was more about us, really, and we needed to respond from the poor week before. And we just realised again that if you stuff in the contest, so contest the ball and pressure around the contest, and then you work hard enough at defence, then we're generally going to win games. And that's when we're at our best, and we just can't be inconsistent with that during quarters, halves, games. We've got to be consistent with that every game we come through.
Tell you what I did enjoy was Josh Jenkins being a bit more physical and manhandling his opponent up forward, Sloane.
He's definitely at his best when he's like that, Joshy. The thing is, we love kicking it to him, and if you kick it to him one-on-one, you generally know he's going to mark the ball or it's coming to ground. So if you speak to guys like Eddie, you know they love playing in front of him, because if he doesn't grab it and has a shot himself, it's coming to the right in front, and that's where Eddie likes doing the best of his work.
Sloane, but a controversial issue regarding runners. Team runners staying out there a bit longer. Obviously, there's one these days instead of the two. Have you had any dramas with runners that come out and just lurk around space and try and guard territory?
Look, if Matty Bode comes out and he's in my ear too long, I generally tell him where to go.
Nice.
He starts running off pretty quick, but no, I haven't had any runnings at all. Matty Bode loves it. He'd rather get the extra taser in the legs and run to the bench anyway, so he's not out there hovering around at all.
No doubt a couple of romantic nights up there, of course, Byron Bay, where you and your lovely Dale got married, Sloane.
Yes, definitely. We romantic nights up there, though. There's one unbelievable Mexican joint, so it's not overly romantic, but it's the best Mexican food you'll have. And if anyone goes up to Byron, I highly recommend you going to the Mexican place right in the main strip. But otherwise, poor Belinda spent a bit of time just in the shops on her own while I was out surfing. So very romantic.
Well, so you've got to look after yourself, get yourself ready for a big second half of the year. And, of course, when you get back, mate, it'll be Where's Rory? Bendigo Bank doing a clone the Sloane. We've got face masks. We had a little sneak peek here. You're going to be everywhere at Adelaide Oval next home game.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's just a little initiative by Bendigo Bank, and something we just wanted to do throughout the year as well. And I mean, it's going to look incredibly funny seeing a few of my own faces popping up around the ground. I originally thought they were going to be cartoon masks, and to see them actually very lifelike is going to be quite strange.
It looks good, mate. And just be a bit wary. I think a potential tagger might throw one on and just sneak into the huddle.
Yes.
Try and hear all the stuff. And for you, I'd probably jump into the crowd and then jump out at another part of the ground if you can.
I might just get someone to run on just as me and just to distract them for a little bit as well. So the other thought is there could be a couple of couple of creeps out there that might try and pick up Linda in the stand. So after the game, they might just try and take a hand.
Probably teammates too, mate. I'd be very careful.
Yeah. Sloan Dog, are you trying to conceive up there? Obviously, you're a very romantic spot, Byron Bay. You'd
be a good story.
Trying to conceive? Any news there?
Oh, look, I'm just enjoying practicing at the moment, you two. Just get all my practice I can in. There's nothing wrong with
having
a crack.
Absolutely not. It's beautiful.
See, now's a good window, Slaney, because as the dates fall, you probably won't miss any footy.
No.
Have you already worked out the math already?
Yeah, we've done the math. If you go from here and work on the 9 months, I'll tell you what, and by the time you find out you're a month in, you're going to be okay.
You'll be ready for round one.
Yeah, that's all foreign to me. I've got no idea how long it takes to brew anything.
Thank you so much for taking time out while you're having a spell. Have a safe flight.
Take care, mate.
I think they're about to take off without me, so
you better go.
You just like hearing your name called.
See you guys.
There he is, Rory Sloan. About to jump on a kite and head back to Adelaide after a well-deserved rest. It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7. Triple M Heroes and Zeros coming up soon.
Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents...
Well, you're sitting in the chair.
The best newsbreaker in the business.
They covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Yeah, there's been a bit happening, so it's always good to talk to Domo. Welcome, Domo. And the AFL's had the feather duster out again.
Yeah, the feather duster combined with the wet lettuce leaf this week.
Absolutely.
The wet lettuce leaf was on Clarko, who described for the fourth time in his very successful and illustrious career, umpires as, quote, disgraceful. And I think if you use that word in any context, you deserve more than the $5,000 they got. And don't fall for the $20,000 fine. It was $5,000.
Yep.
And the $15,000 was just fed. And then the feather duster came out with the Nick Maxwell situation today, he being the runner for GWS, who, if you had a look at the down-the-ground vision, managed to get himself into every single kick-out during the weekend. And I'm a bit tired of the defence of GWS saying, look, let's not knock him. Maxwell knows what he's doing, but the AFL, they've just decided to...
Maxwell set up those zones, Damo, when he was playing for Collingwood. He knows exactly where to stand in the kick-ins.
Yeah. Oh, Damo, it was the first and final warning. It's pretty harsh language.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, weak, the AFL.
First and final, so don't do it again. And then, of course, it was in the match notes. Of course it was after it was made public by the media. And, of course, we're on top of it. Of course we are, and we'll deal with it that way. And some of those kick-ins, not only was he in the right spot for some of them, but when he was in the wrong spot, he actually, strangely enough, found himself moving toward where the ball was going. So,
I think if you watch the vision, he may have had a couple of spoils.
Did he?
He may have got over the top and kind of pissed on a couple of 1%ers.
A couple of blocks.
Yeah. Hey, is Clarko getting his own show on Foxtel to do his apologies?
Yeah. But what they do on the Foxtel running sheet on the day after a Hawthorn game, they just reserve a little, watch this space for a potential Clarko apology. Oh, he did it a couple of years ago when he belted that Port fan or that Adelaide fan over there and... did it again on the weekend. And again, I've been told today on good authority that he was actually really annoyed at actually copping the $5,000. He thought that the apology was enough because that's, you know, pretty much he runs the AFL in his eyes. He certainly runs the Coaches Association and clearly no one at Hawthorn's able to control him full stop. So
very nice.
Yeah, good week for him.
It is. Jesse Hogan update, please.
Yeah, well, we'll get serious here because it is a situation, guys, where initially the club put out a statement saying that it would be 4 to 8 weeks upon the testicular cancer surgery that Jesse Hogan had before we saw him again. It is going to be every bit of the extremity of that, the 8 weeks. And while he has had some issues relating to the surgery, that they're not... Of a significant big picture nature. What I'm trying to say is they're minor issues compared with what he has had. But what it has done is just put way back the return date to football. His conditioning is gone, basically, and he's yet to do a proper training session. And right now, and this is coming from people within the club, he's going to be a month away from potentially playing a senior game of footy again. We saw what they did against Collingwood on Monday. Mm-hmm. They struggled in the first half, had a really good second half. They're covering for him, they're covering for Max Gawn, but... You can rule him out for at least another 3 matches. That the way these people inside Melbourne are now talking.
Hey, Damo, Saints champ Jack Revolt, is he back this weekend? Revolt, is he back this weekend?
Yeah, he is, Jazz. It's just a matter of how he pulls up from the training sessions. But as of today, that is the plan to get him out there on Friday night. And apparently, he has to use that racehorse parlance, trained the house down. It is obviously a management issue, but Yeah, the 3 weeks he's had off, and when I say 3 weeks, one of those 3 weeks was clearly a bye, but it's just given him a chance to freshen up mentally and certainly physically with that problematic knee. And you can expect, as we speak right now, for him to be playing this weekend, provided he just gets through that that main training session.
Saints need him. Now, the only thing he needs to worry about is trying to get in the way of Lee Montagna for a kick in at training.
Oh, no,
jeez, what about that? I'll get on that another day with you, Domo. Last one. And the AFL should be selling a special ticket for this.
Yep.
Alex Rance is going to play on Buddy Franklin this Saturday. You should be able to do the old school change ends and watch this battle. Mm. You should be able to buy a special ticket.
I like it. It's a really big match, I reckon, in the context of this season. Swans looming again, and the Tigers going as well as they've gone at any stage under Damien Hardwick. And those two men are at the absolute peaks of their already well-established and well-credentialed powers. And I'm looking forward to that particular matchup as much as anything in terms of the confines within a game itself as anything we're going to see in 2017.
Beautiful, Damo. We'll get to Port Adelaide Cheer Squad scandal another day. I think it's all good and done and dusted. All right.
Well, as long as you're going to sort it out. As long as they're ready this week when they, or next time they play anyway. So,
Well, they're going to walk out there with the guns and their knives next time and just kick Essendon off. So that's how it's going to work.
I thought Bogey was pretty good the way he waited for them to get themselves right. Because I don't think too many other captains would have, but I think it says a bit about him.
Very nice work, Domo. Have yourself a great week, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, boys.
Jazz World.
Sugar-free diets, birthing tips, forgetting names, and self-anointing himself as the Grange LOA's captain without the permission of his wife or his teammates.
And also forgetting what he put in a break. Righto, what do you got this week for us in Jazz's World? You're not happy. You don't look happy at all.
I'm not. Only six games this weekend of football. I'm sick to death of the four weekend buys.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. It's not healthy for our game of football family to have all these silly buys.
Yep.
All right? Round 9, round 11, round 12 and round 13. Mm. Let's just have a bye.
Mm.
What's wrong with the traditional have the mid-season bye? 18 teams have a break. Mm. We have a break. And then we resume work on Monday.
Jeez, Murphy, if you had the Bay City Rollers, bye-bye, baby, bye-bye.
Honestly, this is AFL madness. But, let's get sucked into the TV executives of the Channel 7 who run and own the football.
That's not so much about
yes,
that.
Yes, it is.
You can't have a non-weekend when you pay so much for the TV rights. You can't have no footy on a weekend.
No, but, Lou, I'm for all everyone having a bye, we all need a bye. We've just come off a bye in local footy.
We have this argument every year with you.
But
every year.
Have one. Because don't forget, they've got another bye coming up just before final series.
Yeah, after round 23.
Which is a load of rubbish. Mm-hmm. Don't start me on that either.
I agree with that.
Play 18 games in a row and then finals. That's what elite athletes, footballers do, Lou.
No one's taken a week off all at once.
But no.
They're not.
But you should be, Lou. You should be. It's dysfunctional. It's dysfunctional for us families. I beg your pardon?
I said it's good work.
Well, it is.
Jesus.
I've lost where I am. I don't know what round it is. I don't know who's playing.
Point taken.
All right.
But I think the family are feeling this.
They're on my side.
Yeah, and I think we're all feeling this. I think there's a bigger issue at play.
Well, what is it then?
Well,
I thought it was Jazz World.
It is, but it's because we care and we love you dearly. Are you off the sugar again? what's going on? Because today I had a quick slap about the runners, and he said, "I don't use them; they're useless anyhow." Yeah. I said, "Well, maybe that's your problem." Refused to talk to me for 5 minutes in the pre-show meeting. I'm just going to go through some stuff. I think it's not so much the buy rounds, but it's something off air.
What is it?
So obviously you've got off the sugar again, and you've had an ordinary month because you've been crook.
Yeah, the rhino's been unhealthy.
You've had to take tablets.
Yes, I have.
Rectally from Jeffrey Verrill.
I did.
And that upsets everybody.
Yeah,
I reckon you've got other issues.
What is it?
You're having to play at half back instead of up forward. And you're not getting your name in the paper kicking any goals. And we know
the
how much. We know you're a showman.
This was about the boy.
It is. And your ego. Yeah. And again, that's. You're not.
Don't worry about my ego.
You're feeling a bit flat. And then this one, it just came on the weekend.
Oh, here we go.
They celebrated the 20 year anniversary of the 97 flag.
Oh, no.
And guess who was best on ground, front and centre, leading the charge?
Yeah.
Fud.
Yeah.
DJ. The greatest charman of all.
Three votes.
So I reckon it's just like the perfect storm, which is built in today's just cracking on about a topic that's been going on for the last 3 years about. Honestly, can you get us something else?
All right, 133353 family. Are you with me?
No, I wouldn't have thought it was worth that. For those who don't normally get through till 5:30, or just after 5:30 on the show, through family commitments, work commitments, 5:37 time stop yesterday on this show. One of the magic moments in the Rush Hour history. A piece of radio gold, if you missed it, is a little snippet.
Okay, let's go.
Just hit the button, Murph. Anything.
Now, Murph, this one is for...
Oh, Jesus.
Murph, help me out here. What was first up?
Tell
Boston
what,
running?
Powderfinger.
Yeah, this is Powderfinger.
Just play something, and then you can talk after it.
No, this is for Powderfinger. Powderfinger. And it's for...
I can't be a part of the runners.
What was the runners for? What was the runners?
It's Powderfinger the first.
Yeah, but well, who's it for? The song's for the what? What do I have it for?
You just asked me to push buttons.
Yeah, but bloody, I've lost it. What was it for?
Right, so what we normally do on a Tuesday or a Monday is a little segment called The Round of Music, and we put music to teams and their performance. And that's Jar. It's Jar's segment. It's his baby, and he just for the life of him couldn't remember what it was for. There was a walkout half through that segment by me. Right. So with that in mind, I wanted to share with the family of where we got to. All right. And now though, here's the beauty of it. That segment is based around using song to describe feelings or moments where people are at. So I thought we would now do this segment.
Yeah.
You about you with music. All right. So let's go, Murph. First up. All right, and then of course this one. This was my first thought after the break. Andy, you okay? Then of course, you start to worry about the health of the individual involved, and then this came up. Juices. Look out for a message from Brother Darren coming up. Now, Fudd's message is about to kick in. Thanks, Fudd. Beautiful.
Is that Fudd, is it?
That was Fudd's
that
part.
That sounded like Sam and Elton John.
No, but that was Fudd's message. I mean, he didn't want to go on and waste his time. And then, and then it got a little bit serious. Obviously, our direct boss, Matt O'Reilly. Give me straight up. And then I'll leave the final word to our big boss. Our very big boss, James Pedersen, who sent this all the way from Perth. Well done, everybody. And that is how the round of music normally works. I was going to finish it off with a bit of Wham, Wake Me Up When You Go Go, because I'm not planning on going solo, but I've changed my mind.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
When's the last time your brakes were checked? Better call 1300 Automasters.
Righto, who is playing today, Jess?
Well, we're going to go to Wakery.
Oh.
Yeah, we know who owns Wakery.
Oh, we do.
Rupert.
He does.
He's got the statue there.
Does he go by the name of Hippo at all?
G'day, Hippo.
How you going, boys?
Hippo, welcome to the show, mate.
No worries, thank you.
What is the update on the Mark Ricciuto statue?
Statue, yeah.
Cedar Hurdle, they asked for some money from Rue, and you know how tight he is.
Yeah,
it can't chip in unless it's got some odds on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they've got a garden gnome there with 34.
Tell you what, it'll do just as good a job, won't it, I reckon.
A garden.
Tell you what, Hippo, if you're spare on weekdays 4 to 6, I wouldn't mind a bit of that in here.
He could do dead set legends.
I might put you down as the understudy, Hippo, if you don't mind. Hippo, I know it's a bit of a drive, but I think we can get you in here.
No worries, brother.
All right. If he's Hippo, I'm Rhino.
Eh?
I think he was thinking Hippo and Louis.
Yeah. Right.
Hippo, what are you tipping the scales at?
Probably about 110.
Well, it's like for like. All right, mate, good luck.
Here we go,
10 questions, 60 seconds. Automasters Lifeline. Hippo, all good?
Yeah, no worries.
Righto, mate. Good luck.
What was the final scoreline from last night's Socceroos-Brazil match, Hippo?
4-0.
Name a side that's having the bye this weekend.
Essendon.
How many goals did Doogie Howard score for the Port Sample team on the weekend against West Adelaide?
8.
Who are the NBA champions for 2017?
Golden State Warriors. Mm.
Which year is Australia hoping to host the FIFA Women's World Cup?
Pass.
Which power player has the best disposal efficiency? Mm.
Ooh. Pass.
Okay. Who are West Coast playing tomorrow night?
Who are they playing? West Coast playing Geelong.
How many 36ers have been named in the Australian Boomer squad?
3.
Okay. Which Crows player had the most score involvements for the year? Which Crows player?
Taylor Walker.
Does Andrew Jarman have his own Wikipedia page?
Quite possible.
I'll take that as a yes. Which year is Australia hoping to host the FIFA Women's World Cup?
Automatic.
And which power player has the best disposal efficiency? Have a stab, Hippo.
It'll be great.
Right.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
What a performance. Could it be? Could it be the grand?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
whoa. 8, 9. And correct.
Oh, Hippo. Bugger. Jeez.
Well played, mate.
Cheers, brother.
What a performance. Yeah. How calm.
110 kgs calm. And he's got 90 bucks.
So Automasters, you threw in there, 2023, great use. That's when Australia's hoping to host the FIFA Women's World Cup. Well done.
Well played.
Question 6 was the one. Which power player has the best disposal efficiency? You went with old theatrics Robbie Gray. The old Robbies. By the way, great tweet yesterday suggesting we can't have that award out there in lieu of the Tonys, the BAFTAs and the Oscars because there's already the Wangers, which I thought was a really good tweet. Tommy Jonas is your man you're looking for, Hippo.
He's played 5 games, so he's got the best.
He's running at 86%, which is 9th in the AFL, which would suggest he either kicks long to a pack or kicks short.
Or he does a little 20-metre jab kick.
Or he hadn't played a lot of games.
There you go, Hippo. $90 coming your way. All right, well done.
Cheers, guys.
Great effort. Juice was hooking all show. He's been able to get, and we've just done it, actually, one of the greats of world tennis on our show. And I love my tennis, and it's a real treat. Mm. And we just recorded this man who is fresh off his 10th French Open win, the one and only Rafa. Here's how it went down. Excuse me if I repeat myself at the start. The one and only Rafael Nadal. Rafa, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hola. Hello, and thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
Well, Rafa... must be a magical feeling.
Yes, I think I celebrate a little bit too much. I win this tournament many times. I think this time is over 10 times.
Hey, Raf, you've been able to get that thing out of your ass that you've been scratching for the last 20 years?
So, you know, you say to me these things and they can be a little hurtful. Yeah. And I am... I like to do these things. They make me feel good.
You can't understand it.
How many more years can you play for, Raf? How's the body?
Yeah.
My body is a temple. You say this word? You have this saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
My body is the temple. And inside the temple is all of my muscles and all of my strategy to play the game. And this is no problems. They are very good, and I will play on for many years.
Thank you very much, Rafael.
Thanks, Rafa.
No problem.
There it is.
Okay. Andrew Yarman.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you, Rafa.
Bye. See you later. Bye.
Thank you. Hang up.
There you go.
Well, what a great get. Right up there with your break yesterday, I'd put it.
That's extraordinary.
That is an amazing get for you. Fair to say, family.
Darren Cole helped me get that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Look, people don't realise what you do for the show in the off-air department and how you get some stuff.
Yeah.
And for those out there, those sceptics who think that wasn't the real Rafael Nadal, I tell you what, have a listen here. Have a listen.
Mm. I have this trophy again with me, and that means a lot.
Yeah, and yep.
My body is a temple.
Tell you what, we've got some decoding technology here in studio. That is word perfect. That is 99% guaranteed. That's Rafa. Have a listen.
I mean, I worked a lot to be here, so for me, it's very, very special.
And again?
You know, you say to me these things can be a little hurtful.
Brilliant.
Jeez.
One was at a press conference.
It was definitely him, yeah.
What I love is
that's great.
What I love is that we gave it the green light to go to air. Honestly, where are my radio sensibilities? Is after 5:35, Murph, just time to take the piss out of everyone? Oh. Is it?
We set the bar yesterday.
Jars all week for years has been going, I got a mate that just does the best. You cannot tell. Yeah, you cannot tell.
Very good.
How would you rate it out of 10?
Pardon?
How would you rate his impersonation?
Oh, I'd give that a 7. I thought it was quality. You know, we you know, it was good.
You're very
generous. So thanks, Luke.
You're very generous. Well played.